This was the question that dogged the final weeks of former Superintendent Frank Hauser's tenure in Sitka. Why wasn't an appropriation from the Sitka Assembly to help defray the costs of student activities deposited into the activities account? Current Interim Superintendent Steve Bradshaw listened in to the tense board meeting last June when his predecessor was put on the ropes by concerned parents and coaches. He attributed the missing money to a change in district accounting practices rather than to any malfeasance.
From my perception, it sounded a little bit like somebody was questioning where the funds went. Well, the funds were always there, and I don't blame the former superintendent. I don't blame the board for wanting to be cautious with how they spent that money because of the fear of cutting teachers out of the classrooms that has been a priority of this board, from what I understand, for quite a few years now.
That money is $132,000, which is distributed at the beginning of the school year to all student activities in chunks of $6,000. Bradshaw proposed that the board authorize a transfer of the money from the general fund to the activities account and put the controversy to bed. But he wanted members to realize that it wasn't just loose change. $132,000 is approximately the cost of a full-time teacher. In any case, the money for a transfer simply may not be there.
I'm not necessarily opposed to it. I just think as a board member, I need to do my due diligence and my fiduciary responsibility and be able to answer that question. Do we have the money to do this?
Member Tristan Gavon was on the board last spring when it adopted a bare-bones budget that just about drained the district savings account. By his math, a $132,000 transfer, though needed, would put the district in the red. And he was also concerned that the proposed transfer would benefit high school students exclusively.
I think we need to have a broader conversation, and this gets back to transparency and our role engaging students and parents and families and the community and all of our stakeholders. But I want to have a discussion. I want to know how student activity money is allocated across all of the Sitka School District.
Gavon didn't think the conversation could move forward until the books had been closed on the last fiscal year, which they weren't. He motioned to table the transfer until the next meeting when the board would have a better grasp on its finances. High school principal Sandra Ludvig urged the board to not wait too long to act. Student programs were in full swing using unspent money they had raised last year.
By October, we already have activities going. I mean, we have cross country and volleyball and swimming. We hosted swimming this past weekend. Volleyball's going on right now. These guys have already begun. They already didn't get their allocation last year. And while the city has promised that 132 for this year, they still haven't seen that.
Lundvik said she felt some of the hope for the student activities budget surrounding Sitka voters' passage of the marijuana tax last year was unraveling after the State Department of Education this summer cracked down on the Juneau School District for supplementing its budget with local money in excess of state law, so-called outside-the-cap funding. That decision could have major ramifications for Sitka schools, which have depended on outside-the-cap funding for student activities for decades. Board member Tristan Gavon recognized the need for haste. He just didn't want to spend the money the district didn't have. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.